Bitcoin's move back above $80,000 has certainly captured a lot of attention, and for good reason. Traders, investors, media outlets, everyone is trying to make sense of what that price level means.
But there's an important group that tends to stay out of the spotlight, and I think they matter just as much: market makers.
Right, and this is where the story gets really interesting. Because a lot of people assume that if Bitcoin is rising, then everyone in the market must be betting on it to go higher.
That's a very natural assumption, but it doesn't fully describe what professional market makers are doing. They are not necessarily trying to predict whether Bitcoin will rise or fall.
Exactly. Their main goal is not to call the next move. It's to provide liquidity, earn the spread, manage inventory, and profit from volatility.
In other words, they are not always taking directional bets. They are positioning themselves to earn yield from market activity itself.
That's a really important distinction. A market maker keeps trading efficient by placing buy orders below the current price and sell orders above it.
So when a buyer or seller needs to execute a trade, the market maker can step in and provide the opposite side of that transaction.
And in return, the firm earns the difference between the buy and sell price. That difference is known as the spread.
Individually, that spread might be small, but when trading volume is high, it can add up to substantial revenue.
That's one of the key points here. Bitcoin's rally does not require every major participant to be bullish.
Higher prices often bring higher volume, more speculation, and more trading activity. And that is a very favorable environment for market makers.
Yes, because more activity means more opportunities to capture spreads, rebalance positions, and use structured strategies that benefit from movement rather than from a single price prediction.
A firm may even hold Bitcoin while also using futures, options, or swaps to hedge its exposure. So the position is not primarily about Bitcoin going higher.
It's more about the market being active enough for the firm to earn yield. And that distinction is central to the whole piece.
Institutional trading is often misunderstood because it can look like aggressive directional positioning when, in reality, it may be risk management and yield collection.
That's so true. A market maker can be very active in a rising market while remaining largely neutral on direction.
They can earn from volatility, lending, funding rates, market making fees, and structured options positions. So their edge is not a crystal ball.
It's more like they are trying to win the activity war rather than the price war. The most sophisticated participants may not be making bold wagers on the next move.
Instead, they are benefiting from order flow, volatility, and the imbalance between buyers and sellers.
And the article breaks down several ways market makers can profit during a Bitcoin rally without committing to a full long or short position.
The first is spread capture. They buy and sell within a tight range as prices oscillate.
High volatility creates repeated opportunities to trade those small price movements.
The second is options and volatility strategies. Some firms sell options or use structured strategies that can profit when volatility behaves in a certain way, with less dependence on a single directional outcome.
The third is futures and basis trading, where firms trade the difference between spot Bitcoin and futures prices.
That can capture premiums or discounts between markets without necessarily betting on where the spot price will go next.
The fourth is lending and funding rates. In certain market conditions, holding assets can generate additional yield through lending or funding payments.
And that yield can help offset risk, which is especially useful in a fast-moving market.
The fifth is inventory management. Market makers are constantly adjusting their holdings to reduce exposure.
If they accumulate too much Bitcoin, they may hedge with derivatives. If they accumulate too little, they may adjust their order flow to rebalance.
That leads to a broader implication. Price moves should not automatically be read as signals of universal conviction.
A rally can be supported at the same time by retail enthusiasm, institutional portfolio allocation, and market making activity.
And each participant has a different objective. Retail traders may be chasing momentum.
Institutional investors may be rebalancing portfolios. Market makers may simply be earning yield while managing exposure.
So the same price move can reflect very different motivations underneath.
That's another reason the surface narrative can be misleading. A rally does not always mean everyone believes in the same future price.
It also matters that market makers improve market quality when they are active.
When they are present, liquidity tends to increase, spreads tighten, execution becomes faster, and trading conditions can feel smoother.
In a rally, that can make the market appear more efficient, even if the price action remains volatile.
But that stability can also be partly an illusion. Large firms may be absorbing flow and managing risk in ways that are not immediately visible to other participants.
A market may look calmer than it really is because sophisticated traders are intervening continuously.
And that does not mean market makers are immune to risk. Their strategies can become dangerous if assumptions break down.
A sudden price gap, a liquidity vacuum, or a sharp reversal can force them to adjust very quickly.
If they hold inventory that moves against them faster than they can hedge, losses can occur.
That is why these firms rely so heavily on real-time data, automated systems, and strict risk controls.
Their edge is not that they know the future. Their edge is that they can react faster, diversify exposure, and monetize multiple sources of return at the same time.
I think that's the final takeaway I keep coming back to. Bitcoin's rally above $80,000 is important, but the more interesting story may be what is happening underneath the price action.
While many traders focus on whether the next move is up or down, market makers focus on how to earn yield without being trapped by the market's next headline.
They collect spreads, manage volatility, and use structured strategies that allow them to stay active without making a bold directional commitment.
In a fast-moving market, that approach may be more sustainable than trying to call every turn.
And there's one related development that really reinforces that point. Bitcoin ETFs ended a 9-day inflow streak as BTC dipped below $78,000.
That detail shows how quickly the market can shift, even during a strong rally. Not every participant is positioned the same way at the same time.
So the key lesson is that not every participant in a rally is betting on price.
Some are betting on the process,